Yeah, the move immediately following the report, I guess we'll start at the early part of the day session. We did see higher prices noted pretty well across the board. Once the report came out, we did take a step back, and we basically went down to unchanged on new crop corn. We backed off about 10 to 15 cents on beans and wheat. And then once the market had a chance to digest it, they came in and started buying it again. As we go into the last 45 minutes of trade for the week, we are still up. And I would say that overall, nobody's really necessarily paying attention to these numbers. We still have, obviously, the Ukraine-Russia situation. We know our situation in South America, and we're going to start really paying attention to what's going on in the U.S. as far as weather goes, as it looks like from about maybe eastern Iowa all the way to the east, eastern Corn Belt is going to be a little bit delayed on planting this year, even though it is early in the season. We are still talking about potential delays in planting. And then as we start to turn the corner and start to look at the actual growing season, we're still looking for some drier bias and maybe even some drought conditions as we move forward into June, July, and August.